Uncle Remus and Br'er Rabbit. Br'er Rabbit's Frolic. The little boy, when he next saw Uncle Remus, after hearing how the animals went to the barbecue, wanted to know what happened to them. He was anxious to learn if any of them were hurt by the dogs that had been chasing Brother Rabbit. The old darky closed his eyes and chuckled. "You show his accent somepin' now, honey. Unt his hat, ef he had any." Br'er Rabbit had a mighty quick thinkin' apparatus, and mosin' generally, all de time, de pranks he played on de yeller creature is pestered befways a comin' an a gwine. De dogs done mighty well, long easy day had de Allens wid a small fry, like Br'er Fox, and Br'er Coon, and Br'er Wolf, but when dey run agin ol' Br'er Bar, dey show struck a snag. De most servingress was de dental when dat got de vust herded. He got too close ter Br'er Bar, and when he look at hisself and run in water, he tuck notice dat he was split wide open from flank ter do lap. Atter de ruckus was over, de creatures hobbled off home de best they could, and laid round in sun and shade fair ter let their cuts and gashes get good and well. When dey got so dey could say gushuate, and pay dere party calls, dey gree fair ter ensemble summers, and hit on some plan fair ter outdo Br'er Rabbit. Well, dey had dere ensembly, and dey jowered and jowered dey like yo potty when he ain't feeling right well, but, bimby, dey greed pon a plan dat look like it mought work. Dey gree fair ter make out dat dey gwine ter have a dance. Dey know dat ol' Br'er Rabbit was allers keen fair dat, and dey say dey'll gie him invite, and when he got dar, dey'd ax him fair ter play de fiddle, and ef he fuse, dey'll close in on him and make way wid him. So fur, so good. But all de time dey was jowerin' and confabbin', ol' Br'er Rabbit was settin' in a shady place in de grass, a hearin' every word dey say. When de time come, he crope out, he did, and run round, and de fust news dey knowed, here he come down de big road, bookity bookity, same easy a hoss dat's broke through de pasture fence. He say, says he, "Why, hello, friends. And howdy, too, cause I ain't seed you all since de last time. War de name or goodness is you been days a odd come shorts? And how did you fare at de barbecue? F my two eyeballs ain't gone and got crooked, dar's ol' Br'er Bar, him er de short tail and sharp dush, de vay one I may hunt and fare. And dar's Br'er Coon. I show is in big luck. Dar's gwine er be a big frolic at Miss Meadows, and her and de gals want Br'er Bar fair tear show de rose and yar shuffle, and dey put Br'er Coon down fair to jig dey calls Rackback Davy. I'm tear play to fiddle. Somepin' I ain't done since my oldest gal had de mumps and de measles, both de same day and hour. Well, dis mornin' I tucked down de fiddle from where she was a hangin' at, and drawed de bow backwards and forwards a time or two, and den I shot my eyes and hit some de old time tunes, and when I come ter myself, dar was my whole blessed family skippin' and sassayin' round a room, spite her de fact dat breakfast was ter be cooked. Wid dat, Br'er Rabbit bowed, he did, and went back down de road like de dogs was atter him. But what happened then? The little boy asked. Nothing t' all, replied Uncle Remus, taking up the chuckle where he had left off. De creatures ain't had no dance, and when dey went ter Miss Meadows, she put her head out de winder, and say ef dey don't go off from dar she'll have de law on 'em. Brother Bear's big house. UV all de creatures, said Uncle Remus, in response to a questioning took on the part of the little boy, ol' Br'er Bar had de biggest and de warmest house. I dunner why ne'er warfo. But I may tellin' you to play in fact, day easy day too. It under me. If I kin help it I never will be deceivin' you, ne'er lead you in turn o bad habits. Yo pappy trotted wid me a mighty long time, and if you lax him he'll tell you dat de one thing I never did do was ter deceive him whiles he had his eyes open, not if I knows myself. Well, ol' Br'er Bar had de big house I may tellin' you about. If he I ever is brag on it ain't never come down ter me. Yet dat's day what he had. A big house and plenty room for him and his family, and he ain't had mo' dan he need, cause all his family was fat and had what folks calls heft, de natural plunkness. He had a son named Simon, and a gal named Sue, not countin' his ol' man, and they all live with one ain't er day atter day, and night atter night, and when one on 'em went abroad, they'd be specked at home bout mealtime, ef not before, and they segashuated right along from day ter day, wash in their face and hands in de same wash pan in de backpack. And wipin' on de same towel same easy all happy families allers does.